That was very absorbing, just thinking of that. How much benefit those who actually go out on Sankirtan, they get so much benefit, so much it's enlivening every time we distribute a book. What to speak of these Bhagavatam sets you're distributing? That's something should be developed more and more and more, distributing these Bhagavatam sets. Then after some time, we'll go back and give them Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. It'll be some time. They have to read the books, and then they have to be printed also, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, questions? I've been asked to have a question and answer session, so I presume you all have some questions. You only had that one question? Okay, well, if there are no questions, then... General question, yeah.
So this Rasa Lila session. Once Prabhupada said in the class that, he was chastising these professional recitators.
Professional Bhagavatam reciters.
And he told that they are immediately...
He said that.
Immediately jumping to the 10th canto.
And then to Rasa Lila, yeah.
And then Prabhupada said that they are explaining the intimate affairs with gopis and Krishna. And Prabhupada was a little upset and he raised his voice and he said, why gopis? Why only gopis? Cows, birds, and trees, all are equal, all same, all are equally dear to Krishna.
Yeah.
So my question is that how we can understand it?
All are equally dear to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said. The cows, the birds, the trees, they're all equally dear to Krishna.
Because here in this material world, usually if someone is in conjugal relationship with someone, so he is most dear.
Well, sometimes it says that the gopis are the dearest devotees of Krishna. Actually, Krishna himself says. It's right there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto. On the other hand, Krishna loves all equally. We can cite his Chaitanya Charitamrita, that whichever relationship one is in, one feels that I'm in the best position. He thinks, whatever rasa I'm in, it's the best. He feels I'm most... He doesn't want to do anything else. Hanuman doesn't want to become a gopi. Garuda doesn't want to become a gopi. For instance, Lord Shiva wanted to become a gopi. Narad Muni. Whatever position you're in, you feel that to be the best. But still, in that section, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains, still, if we examine, we'll bring out the conclusion that the Sringarasa, or the relationship, between male and female, that's the best. So both are true. Both things are true. For Krishna, everything is possible. He loves all equally, but still he loves more. All jivas are equal, but some are more equal than others, to paraphrase George Orwell. If I said that in England or America among people who read more than cartoons, then they would understand. It's a paraphrasing from... It's a famous... All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. It's from a book criticizing the communist revolution in Russia. So all jivas are equal, but some... Still, some are... All are dear to Krishna. All are equally dear. But still some are more dear than others. That's why we have terms in Sanskrit. Priya, priyatara, priyataram, priyatamam, sorry. Dear, dearer and dearest. So both things are true. Krishna gives his full love to every living being. He doesn't withhold anything. But some relationships are more intimate. Some desire it more than others. But then if everyone's a gopi and there's no trees, then? And the gopis are no cows, and how are they going to be gopis? There have to be some cows. Right? So everyone has their role to play. Yeah.
When you visited the Gaudiya Math in Chennai, I noticed that when you were circumambulating the deities, in front of the deities, you did a...
I turned around while circumambulating the deities, made a turn. It's a common practice, if you see, in people will do in many temples. I've seen it quite commonly in Udupi. Srila Prabhupada used to do it also. So I do it.
I was wondering that we shouldn't show the back to the deity, but when we turn around like that, the back is...
It's momentary. You don't actually show it. It's just momentary, as you're walking.
Is that the same reason why we do it to the guru?
Yeah. Anything else? If a book is distributed, should follow-up be there? Yeah, go distribute more books. Not for each individual book. If people take sets of books, Bhagavatam, it's good to keep a contact, at least here in India. I don't think it's being done now, but previously in Germany and Switzerland, the devotees used to sell sets of Bhagavatam on the street to just completely new people. They were so empowered, but I don't think they followed it up. But here, they definitely invite people to the program, encourage them to read. There's so many things to do in preaching Krishna consciousness. We distribute books, and then what happens? We can't follow through or follow up with every single thing. Then it's up to Krishna. It's up to the individual who takes the book. Many times people who take the book, they don't read it. Someone else reads it. Someone else might read it after 20 years. In many cases like that. Some may be thrown away. Many end up in second-hand bookshops. Then again, people buy them. They have their effect. Our duty is to distribute. What happens after that, we can't monitor them all. We could put a little chip in each book and follow them by computer, but we don't do that. That's Krishna does that.
Misunderstanding, some devotees are propagating. What is the use of just distributing books?
Yeah, that's been going on since book distribution started. What's the use of this book distribution? There's always been propaganda against it. Prabhupada was very strongly against propaganda against his book distribution. When someone wrote and said there'll be a war and then book distribution will be stopped, Prabhupada wrote back very strongly, "Who is that rascal who has said this?" That's true, yeah. Just to be in the house. They purify the house, yeah.
One of my friends, he bought first cattle, wasn't drunk at the time. He was on some party, some devotee came to sleep with the group. And he went to house and he put on the shelf. 6 years he was not reading this book. Yes, he forgot about this book. But suddenly, somehow he reached this book after 6 years he read and he came to go.
Yeah, there are many cases like that. When the time is right, people will read them. When the time is right for them. Myself, the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada's books, I didn't want to see them. A friend at school had got some books from devotees, wanted to show me. I said, no, I don't want to see them. I know all these Indian gurus, they're all cheaters, I said. That was my impression of Indian gurus. And then, probably two or three years later, then again, I saw a book of Srila Prabhupada and read it, and I went to the temple, and that was it. But the first time I saw them, I didn't want to see at all.
Should we make any plans to make people read books after that?
Should we make plans to get people to read books? Well, by doing Harinam Sankirtan, and also by having public programs, that awakens an interest. Otherwise, what plan? Can you think of a plan to get them to read it? What is the plan? You could maybe offer a prize to people who answer questions based on the book. You could maybe do that. What prize are you going to give them? You can think about it. But doing public Harinam, that in itself, festivals, this will help to awaken interest. The main thing is get the books out and then let Paramatma look after what happens with them. That's the main thing with it. The amount of effort we put into trying to get people to read the books, we could get more books out by putting the same effort into that. And then by getting more books out, more people will read them. So better just distribute more books then. Sometimes we hear, oh, no one is reading these books, but definitely they're reading. Otherwise, how are people coming to devotional service? By reading the books? I've seen in people on trains reading Prabhupada's books in many instances. Devotee went to someone's house and said, no, I don't want any spiritual books. I already got books. I don't believe in any books. I've already got the books that I want. So which books are those? He came out and showed teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Said this explains everything. We don't want books for anyone else. And then said, oh, it's by the same author. Oh, really? Okay. Then they took some more. Bhagavad Darshan is a good way to get people interested in this philosophy. To have the regular Bhagavad Darshan, Bhakti Godhead. But it has to be the same philosophy as is in the books. Otherwise, it's useless or worse. Health tips is not going to get people to have interest in Prabhupada's books. Yeah. Mostly it's all compromised in whichever language it's going on. In Tamil and Gujarati, it's okay. I'm not sure about Bengali or Oriya, but Hindi is also. English, just.
Some devotees say that Prahlad Maharaj, he never found a fault in his father.
Prahlad Maharaj never found fault in his father. You mean he didn't go around blaming him? He didn't find fault. He didn't think there was anything wrong with Hiranyakashipu being a demon. Is that the idea? He thought it was all wonderful. Oh, he didn't indicate personally? Well, he called him Asurya Varya, the biggest demon. And he said so many things to him, pointing out his position. Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Natevidu Swartakatinghi Vishnum. He pointed out his position, that he's completely in Maya. There are many verses, the famous verses. Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukham Hitucham. He pointed out his position as being completely in Maya. So he didn't say you're in Maya, but he said people who are addicted to sex enjoyment. And who is he? He's talking about Hiranyakashipu and others. Anyway, so many people, they want to interpret the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in their own sentimental way and water it down and make it into something more like Sri Sri or something like that. Live nicely and be nice. The main thing is to be nice. That's the motto. Whatever you do, you shouldn't upset anyone. The worst thing you can do is upset anyone. That's their idea. Anyway, I've discussed all these things in detail in my book on speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service. If you like, you can read that. So if anyone says that to you again, Prahlad never found fault, well, just what is he saying to him? These are famous verses. Kripana. Kripanai, he used that word. Vimurha, he used this word, describing people who are in the same state of consciousness as Hiranyakashipu. Then, anything else? A Baro Karuna Karo, exactly who was he addressing? It's not clear who Narottam Das was addressing. It may have been any Vaishnava, any particular Vaishnava, maybe not his guru, but in particular his, because then he would say Guru Dev. So I don't know. It's a generic song, and he may have had someone in mind also who he was addressing in this song. Yeah, that it seems to apply to one devotee, but I don't know who that is. It's a song to a particular Vaishnava. It's not to Vaishnavas in general, as some songs are. They are too. Well, there's that Vaishnava Vandana by Deviki Nandan Das, which is addressed to all the Vaishnavas.
Maharaj, Prabhupada said that whatever progress in spiritual life husband will do, the wife will share, and she will also advance. But second part of my question is that some devotees are telling, I never heard the Prabhupada told this, that whatever wife will do wrong, then it will go to husband. Is it true?
If the wife does something wrong, then the husband's responsible. He's supposed to control her. As long as she's under his protection, if she does something wrong, then the husband is responsible. According to Vedic understanding. Yeah. If the family members are sinful, do they still get delivered if a member of the family becomes a pure devotee? Well, this was spoken by Nrisimhadev to Prahlad. That, what is it? 7 generations of your family, previous and following, will all be delivered. 14, yeah. So, at least one of them was very sinful, namely Hiranyakashipu. Basically everyone in this world is sinful, so. They'll be delivered.
In this connection, I read in that Raya Krishna Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati said, Kanishta will deliver 3 generations. And Madhyama Jana 14 generations, and Mahabhagavata 100 generations.
I don't remember seeing that. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, there's a statement similar to this also, which gives more generations. It depends on Krishna. It's not formulaic. Generally, a Kanishtha Adhikari needs delivering himself. Or to speak of delivering others. All these things you're bringing out, that this kind of thing, that, oh, Prahlad didn't find faults with Nrisimha. This is all coming from Kanishtha Adhikari mentality. They don't want to accept the reality of Krishna consciousness. They want to be nice in this material world. They haven't understood the difference between being good in this world and surrendering to Krishna. They try to conflate the two things. So it's some pious outlook. But it's they're trying to bring Krishna consciousness down to the platform of sattva gun, mundane dharma. I didn't ever hear that Prabhupada said about that. Prahlad never said he never found fault. Well, several times Prabhupada said that Prahlad stood and watched while his father was being killed, and he was praising the person who killed him. So that goes against worldly dharma, that the son should not stand by and watch as his father is killed. He should protest. But rather, Prahlad was praising Nrisimhadev. So Prabhupada pointed that out several times, that it goes against worldly dharma.
When I was reading your book Rasikananda, I read how many people were attracted by the dancing of Rasikananda Prabhu and Shyamananda Pandit, how they, when they exhibited their ecstatic symptoms, the people were astonished. So at that time I felt that mainly the previous acharyas, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very enamored by his exhibition of ecstatic symptoms, and people became devotees just by seeing that. But we see that the more recent acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they did not...
Recent acharyas, they did not encourage devotees to exhibit ecstatic symptoms. But dancing, they encouraged always. And many, many people up to the present time are attracted by the ecstatic dancing of devotees in Sankirtan. But we find also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would sometimes be exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, and then some non-devotees would come who couldn't understand this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would restrain himself. So it wasn't that he was oblivious to this. It wasn't his preaching method wasn't to show ecstatic symptoms. That wasn't his preaching method. His preaching method, which he gave to the first preachers, Nityananda and Haridas, was prati ghare ghare giya karo e bhikkha bhaja krishna balo krishna karo krishna shikha. To tell everyone to worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and to study the instructions of Krishna. That was his preaching method. And he would go out also with his devotees to the towns and villages, Udila Varana Purabha Bhage, Dvijamani Gaura Amani Jage, Bhakata Samuha Loya Shati Gela Nagara Bhaji. So he would go with all his devotees early in the morning and do kirtan, and it would be very attractive, no doubt. Prema Dhala Dhala Shonara Anga Charane Nupura Bhaji. His golden form would be shimmering in prema, and the bells on his foot bells would be tinkling, but he would preach to them also. He'd give them instruction. Ebena bhajele joshoda shuta charame paribela. If you don't, now that you've got this human form of life, if you don't worship Krishna, you'll fall down into shameful position. So, no doubt he was attractive. But that we also do. We go on Harinam Sankirtan, we chant and dance, and we give people instruction also. Our method is not to try and get our hairs to stand on end and foaming at the mouth. That's not our method of preaching. It wasn't Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method of preaching either. People were attracted by seeing his ecstatic dancing. That they may also be attracted to the present day by the devotees' ecstatic dancing. But for it to be really effective, for it to be real ecstasy and not just some dramatic performance, then the devotees have to follow the regulated principles and actually be fixed as devotees. It's not some performance. Not by dramatic performance can people become influenced to become devotees. If the devotees themselves are actually following, then they can influence others to follow. If they don't themselves follow, then others won't be attracted to follow. Yeah. Okay, well, write them down and then tell me, and then we'll go through that. Yeah.
One of the lectures I took here, there was a question about meat eating. That Vedas allow meat eating through
Yeah.
So, in that you mentioned that we cannot ban. If you ban will not work. Ban it increases more. And all these propensities are always in the society. So, in our Krishna conscious movement, we say no meat eating.
We say no meat eating, but we, at the same time, we understand that not everyone's going to come to this level. So, for people who are going to eat meat, what I'm saying is not my idea. Everything I said about this is from Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said that there'll always be meat eaters in society, so some provision should be there. They can kill some chicken or lower animal before a deity of Kali. That's one way. Another way is by sacrifice, but that's not allowed in this Kali Yuga, to kill animals in sacrifice. But they can kill some lower animal before Kali, or they can, if they want to eat beef, they can wait till the cow dies and then they can eat. So that is allowed. Understanding that not everyone is going to come to the platform of pure devotional service. If everyone does come to the platform of pure devotional service, very good. We're not promoting meat eating. But that's practical. If you try to stop it only by law, just as in this country, in some states, cow killing is forbidden by law. But it goes on illegally. In some states, production and selling of alcohol is illegal, but it goes on illegally. So Prabhupada's point is that rather than you can't ban it just by law, so you have to make some provision to by which it's restricted. Is that within dharma? Yes, it is. It's at the, yes. That's within dharma. That's at the lower levels. That's to regulate people in the lower modes of nature. It doesn't mean that you're sinless. You can perform dharma and still be sinful. How about that? Just like killing animals in sacrifices. It's pious, but still you kill the animal. So it's a mixture of piety and impiety. But it's better than just killing the animal outside the position of dharma. There's a lot of benefit just by doing it according to the rules of the Vedas. But the Vedas, they give allowances to let people indulge in their sinful propensities, to regulate their sinful propensities. So it doesn't become non-sinful by doing according to the Vedas, but it becomes much less sinful. But still, drinking, gambling, these things are not good. So some restriction is there. Gambling is allowed on Diwali. You know that? That's there in Hari Bhakti Vilas also. That rule is given there. But it's not meant for pure devotees. It also says that you shouldn't eat meat in Kartik. Proper devotees, they don't gamble or eat meat on any day, but for people who have that propensity, they want to do it, so instead of allowing them to do it all year round, okay, you can do it on Diwali, on that day. And they do, and people lose huge amounts of money. They go crazy on Diwali. Question? No. It's not sinful to eat the meat which is yajna shishta, that is from the sacrifice. It's not sinful. It doesn't nourish bhakti either. And if you do it, if you start doing it because you want to eat meat rather than just perform the yajna, then it becomes sinful. And if the animal is not restored, if the mantras are not, if everything is not done properly, if the mantras are not done exactly properly, if the organization is not exactly according to Shastra, then it all becomes useless, and then it becomes sinful, which is why it's banned in Kali Yuga. Can't be done properly in this Kali Yuga. That's what happened, yeah. People were just using the Vedas as an excuse to kill animals. So Buddha put an end to that.
Three and a half closest associates.
Sru Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Shiki Mahiti, and Madhvi Mahiti. And why is the half? That's often the question. Yeah.
Once Bhagavan Acharya wanted to cook some fish for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he sent Chota Haridas to Madhavi.
Yeah.
And later,
Chota Haridas was banned from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company because he begged rice from Madhavi Devi. Srila Prabhupada explained in one conversation that, well, it specifically states in this section in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Madhavi, she was old, she was a great devotee, she was a tapasvini, very austere. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I can't remember the Bengali, but I can't tolerate anyone who's supposed to be renounced but who talks intimately with a woman. Srila Prabhupada commented that Chota Haridas, when he was there, he must have seen some young woman and in the with Madhavi Devi and looked at her lustfully. That's Prabhupada's comment on that mysterious pastime. Hare Krishna. So we'll finish there now. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Bairagi hoya kare stri shambhashan shahitena paramui. Some tar darshan, something like that. I can't remember.